been a few years since I found my husband when he first molested our 2-year-old daughter. I remember the first night I found him, and how I was strangely turned on. How accepting I was of finding him. How loving and caring he was to our small daughter. It's been a few years and she's 4 now. She's 4 and she sleeps right between us every single night. We don't mind. We want her there. We've become the family that loves each other in more ways than one. Mornings go pretty much like this. My daughter wakes up first, as kids usually do. But instead of crawling out of bed to watch cartoons or eat cereal, she starts playing with her father's cock, his morning wood, running her little hands over it, giving light kisses to the tip. She loves to play with it. It's one of her favorite toys. And she giggles and does it all over again. It's a game, you see, to see how long it will take until one of us wakes up to this. To her, it's how she loves her daddy. To me, it's the most sexy thing ever. To watch my little 4-year-old moving her mouth around her father's cock. Sometimes I wake up and just look out of the corner of my eye with my eyes shut kind of tight, just to watch her. Just to watch how much she loves her daddy. He wakes up, usually not too long after. But today, for some reason, he was staying asleep. I opened my eyes and crawled over next to her, kissing the other side. We shared it for a while, our lips kissing between his cock, me licking the tip, her licking up the side, giving the head slight little kisses, and she would giggle and smile at me. I had her take the head into her mouth while I ran my lips up and down his shaft, and she sucked on the tip of his dick. She was slowly learning to take it all in, but her mouth was pretty small. This was mostly what she could manage right now. And she liked doing it. She loved the reaction she'd get from her father when she would suck and suck on the tip of his cock. I grabbed my hand and slid it up his thigh and started cupping his balls. That was enough to wake him up. He looked down and stretched and said, "How are my 2 beautiful girls this morning?" And both of us smiled and kept doing exactly what we did every single morning. It was a sort of worship, loving his cock as much as I loved my family. Seeing my little girl so hungrily sucking on the tip, how much she loves sucking her daddy's cock. I use my tongue and my lips to stroke him, sometimes my hand, and I'd go up and kiss him. Regardless, we played with him for most of the morning. She usually woke up several hours before we had anything to do, and we had learned to go to sleep early. Most parents are trying to catch some time alone once the kid goes to bed, but us, we wanted that time in the morning with our child, with her perfect little mouth wrapped around my husband's dick, and me egging her on. It wasn't long before he started caressing her hair and her cheek, rubbing his fingers on her tiny body, and pumping it a little harder into her mouth. She was starting to take a little bit more, but he knew better than to come with it all the way in her throat. So he backed off and exploded in my daughter's mouth. She knew the drill. She sat up and smiled, and I leaned over and kissed her. We always shared daddy's cum. It was our ritual. It was my way of getting her to learn to love the taste, the feel of it swirling around her mouth, with my tongue in it. And she loved kissing Mommy so much that it worked out. I backed off and swallowed his load and smiled at her. Her daddy picked her up and sat her on his stomach and gave her kisses and tickled her a little bit. But I could tell she was getting impatient. Her morning was always a host of experiences that 4-year-olds probably shouldn't ever experience, but in this family, it was love. This is what we did, and we all adored doing it. He ran his fingers through her hair and caressed down her body and ran all the way down to her puffy little mound, taking his thumb and swirling it around her tiny underdeveloped clit. It still felt good. There's a reason little kids touch themselves. She closed her eyes and moaned a little bit. I could see he was already getting hard again, to which I was very happy. But today, they knew it was about me. It was my turn to be the center of attention. And I loved mornings like this. So I laid back, stretched my whole body, my nipples hard, my thighs slightly parted, and my daughter saw me out of the corner of her eye. We had been teaching her slowly but surely how to use that cute little tongue. And today was another lesson in eating Mommy's pussy. She crawled over the bed, hopping off Daddy, his cock still very, very hard, and crawled between my legs, looking up at me for instruction. "Now, little one," I said, "remember the different parts?" She nodded and smiled. I said, "Well, then go ahead and get practicing." She starts licking, her little tongue flicking out very gently against my lips, against my clit, her lips wrapping around my clit and sucking ever so slightly, looking up at me for praise. My hand goes down to her hair. I play with it as I kiss my husband. I kiss him and wrap my hand around his cock. This was family love to me. I loved feeling her little mouth on me. It was enough to push me over the edge. She wasn't perfect at eating pussy, but she didn't have to be. She was my 4-year-old little girl, and she wanted nothing more than to please her mommy. I laid back and started panting from the hard orgasm of coming on my toddler's mouth, and she crawled up my body. She curled up and started to nurse, sucking on my tits. There was no milk left. We had weaned her long ago, but the feeling of it still comforted her. My husband moved between my legs and pushed them up, teasing his cock along my pussy. She used one eye to look down and watch Daddy. Watch as my husband pushed his dick slowly, inch by inch, inside me. My hand went up to her bottom, cupping that cute little bottom as we all slept naked. And I slid my thumb against her slit. That puffy little cunt. Right in my hand. I was in heaven. As my husband started to thrust, slowly filling me in and out, he leaned down, kissing his baby girl as she sucked on my tits, kissing her ever so lovingly, running his fingers through her hair, little pecks on her cheek and on her body, as my fingers slid up and down her tiny little slit, making her wiggle against my hand. She was so thrilled to have all the attention she wanted from Mommy and Daddy, and thrilled to have all this love and pleasure. She was a spoiled little girl, but we didn't care. We because she was perfect in her eyes. She stopped sucking on my nipple to lean up and kiss her father, pressing her lips against his and kissing him so deeply and so lovingly that his thrust sped up inside me. He laid her down, her head between my breasts, and started kissing her body, using his mouth in slow, sensuous kisses, flicking his tongue across her little nipples before settling down on her pussy, pushing his tongue inside her, making her writhe a bit on my body, getting her ready for what I love to do. This was my favorite position, to have him pounding me and switch to our daughter on top of me. I held her body, played with her nipples, and rubbed her little clit as he lined himself up, pushing just the head against her tiny little pussy. We've been slowly working, little by little, into her cunt. She was taking it well as long as we went slow. And oh my God, was it a sight to see. My husband pushed, and the head popped into her. She gasped and leaned over and kissed one of my breasts. I ran my fingers through her hair and was like, "Shh, baby girl. You know you got this." She nodded and smiled up at her daddy. He took those 2 inches he was able to fit and used them, stroking in and out of her tiny little tight slit. Oh, God. This is what I love to watch. I love to watch my husband make love to our daughter. Oh, and especially doing it right on top of me. I could hold her. I could kiss her. I could feel him pushing into her body. Oh, God. It was enough. It was enough to push me over the edge. All I had to do was reach around and touch my clit as he fucked her, and I exploded in orgasm, coming so hard. It didn't take him long, and he was able to fill her up. Probably about a total of 15 strokes, and he was coming inside her pussy. It was bigger now and could contain most of it, but he knew as soon as he was done, he needed to pull out. He'd pull out and I'd pick her up and sit her right down on my face and wrap my lips all over that tight little cunt and suck, using my tongue and my mouth to get every drop out of her tiny little pussy. She loved it. She'd squirm and moan. Her daddy would reach up and play with her nipples and rub her clit as her mom sucked every drop of cum out of her tiny little cunt. I'd pull her off my face, and she'd kiss her daddy, and he'd hold her. It was a sweet ritual. But today I wanted more. I wasn't done with this. I decided that it was time that she should learn a little bit more about positions. I smiled at my husband and said, "I think it's time to teach her about doggy style." She piped up and said, "We're getting a doggy?" We both laughed. "No, honey. It's just a style of lovemaking that your dad and I like." She sat up at the head of the bed on the pillows, crisscross applesauce, and smiled at us and watched as we fell into position. She was an extremely curious little girl, and her parents allowed that. In fact, we reveled in it. My husband lined up his still hard cock and pushed it against my pussy. She was always amazed at how much of him I could take, and I needed him. I needed him inside me so fucking bad. But I also needed her. So I grabbed her by the ankles and pulled her down, giggling the whole way. as I wrapped my lips right around her puffy little cunt, slid my tongue inside and tasted the best thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. My daughter's pussy was sweet, and it fit in my whole mouth still. I loved that. I loved the feeling of getting railed by my husband, his hands gripping my hips as I licked and sucked and tongue-fucked our 4-year-old daughter. It was amazing. It was amazing, and I was the luckiest woman in the entire world to have this family. My tongue dived in and out of her honeypot. That's what we started calling it, so other people didn't know what we were talking about. It worked, and it was aptly named, for it tasted so sweet. So sweet as he poured his cock into me, pounded it so hard and so deep, making me scream into my daughter's pussy. I needed it. There was only a few times we'd been able to make her orgasm. Make her actually come. And this morning I needed it. I needed her to come on my mouth like I needed air. I ate her little pussy like it was water that I needed to drink, and I had been spending a week in the desert. I wanted nothing more than to drink her down. She was writhing on the bed. Her dad leaned over and started playing with her nipples a little while they fucked me from behind. And she smiled up at him, and I felt it. I felt it on my tongue. I felt that tiny, little, itty-bitty fucking hole contract around my tongue, and I just kept tongue-fucking her. Fucking her and sucking on those little itty-bitty lips, hearing her moan, feeling her writhe and push harder against me. I needed it. I needed to feel her come. I needed to taste her. With every ounce of my being, I swallowed every drop that poured out of that tiny little pussy. My cunt wrapped around my husband's cock as we both came, all of us screaming at the same time, pounding hard into me, pumping his seed deep inside me as I coated his cock with my cum, and I swallowed every drop of our daughter's. She lay there panting. Beautiful, as I slowly licked and cleaned up her tiny little pussy. Her dad collapsed on top of my back, still inside me, panting. It had been an experience for us all. But it wasn't over quite yet. I knew exactly what she wanted to do, and she was squirming beneath me to try to get to do it. I smiled. And I said, "Which one do you want, sweetie?" And she pointed at Daddy. He slowly pulled out and brought his cock to her mouth. And she started licking it, her little tongue working from the base to the tip, licking off all of my cum, cleaning up all of his, happily licking her mom and dad's cum off of her father's cock. She was smiling as she did it, making sounds as she ate our cum down. This was the best morning I'd had in a long time. I needed it. To look down at my daughter cleaning off my husband's cock as he started to get hard again, I knew it wasn't quite over. I knew that soon we'd be bouncing her on the tip of his dick, and all coming again. She insisted on cleanup, either me or him, and I think some little part of her knew which one to pick to get things started again. She never wanted to leave our bed. She was such an adorable little girl, and needy for her mommy and daddy, that this was the best family ever. It was amazing to think that I stumbled upon this just because my husband happened to like sucking my 2-year-old's pussy, licking it, kissing her little body, and now our whole family was making love every morning. I just never, ever wanted to end.